And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning, and we hope you are having a fantastic day. Very cold out there, though. 13 degrees as of right now, and we'll get to a high of about 35 today. And it's now time for Ask the Experts. And in studio, we have with us this morning Gary Skank and Jason Owens. And guys, good morning. How are you doing?
Awesome,
doing
Kyle.
Great.
Doing
awesome,
great.
Kyle. Well, Gary, let's go ahead and start out with our scripture to start this morning.
Okay, James, book of James, chapter 1, verse 5, and says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. And I don't know about you, Kyle, but I need wisdom. I'm telling you, I need wisdom. And, you know, there's some 17-year-olds that say, I don't think you can teach me anything that I don't already know. But by the time you're a little deaf further down the road, the more you know, the more you know that you don't know.
Right.
So if any man lacks wisdom, let's ask of God, who giveth to all men, and he's glad to do so. And so that's the scripture I wanted to share with us this morning.
Absolutely. We definitely all need more wisdom. And before we get started with your subject today, obviously, you guys are up there in Independence. The number is 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. Give them a call today if you would like to talk to them, and they will definitely help you out. And today, guys, we're going to start off talking about open enrollment.
Well, you know, I'm definitely not the Lord, but I do.
You're definitely do, what?
Not the Lord, but definitely do try to help impart a little bit of wisdom when it comes to Medicare and related topics. So that's why we kind of chose open enrollment that's coming up, or we're actually in the middle of until March. And so for any of you that might have gotten on a plan that you're not satisfied with, or found out that you got put on a plan maybe by one of those callers.
Yeah.
I understand there's some options, Gary.
That's right. Is it from now till March the 15th?
Yes, I do believe so. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, but don't wait till March the 14th.
No, we definitely, that might be lacking in some wisdom. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Give us a call and we can get you switched. And
yeah, we had somebody call the other day and said, my drug card don't work. And so we got to digging into it, and they got on another plan. I don't know how they got there. I never talked to them, but apparently they didn't realize that they'd got on another plan. And then they went to find out that their old card didn't work anymore. So if you're in that boat, give us a call and maybe we can help you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of drug cards, Gary, you know, it's beginning of a new year, beginning of a new plan year.
Yes.
So there are some things that people might not remember from last year or might be a surprise to them.
Yeah.
You were telling me about that last night.
Yes. We had a guy call, and he said, my plan has a deductible, and you all didn't tell me we had a deductible. And I said, well, let me look into this for you. And come to find out, when we worked with him, all of his plans were Tier 1 drugs. And there wasn't a deductible for Tier 1 drugs on the plan that we put him on. But then, between the time we talked to him and his wife and when they went to the pharmacy in January, they had a new medicine, and guess what? It had a deductible.
Absolutely.
So a lot of these plans, you can get a plan without a deductible, but the premium you pay for it pays for the deductible. It's like, hello, pay me now or pay me later.
Absolutely.
And so you might have a little sticker shock. And so the best suggestion I have is you might find out that GoodRx might be a better choice than paying your deductible for that higher price medicine.
Yeah, and there's actually a new alternative to that one, Gary, called GlickRx. And I'll actually...
How do you spell Glick?
GlickRx.
GLICRX.
Yeah, and you can come talk to me or Gary and get signed up for that as well.
Is that something you have to sign up for?
It is, but it takes 30 seconds to get a client signed up. It's okay. Pretty
you
easy.
30 seconds and me a minute and a half.
Nah, that's about right, yeah.
So the bottom line is I wanted to say, remember, you may have a deductible up front. If you do, check alternatives to your plan, like we just talked about, GoodRx or this
GlickRx,
and see if it's better to buy that one prescription through that format rather than through your plan.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's kind of like going through a minefield. You have to kind of watch your step and things change, and you have to make adjustments as things change.
Absolutely. And I know you do, and I know I do as well. We always try to find the best plan for your current circumstance. But as that changes, that plan, you know, may not be the best for you now, or it still may be, but just the price you were expecting to pay for a particular drug might, or added drugs might go up.
Right, right. And so the other thing I want to mention is if you said, well, we want to let our premiums come out of our Social Security check, or if that's the way you got enrolled, watch your Social Security check to make sure the money's coming out for that. And don't wait till July to holler, say, I don't think I'm getting my plan paid, and I've got a letter here saying I'm terminated. Absolutely. So it's a difficult situation. CMS, Medicare, says it can take a couple months sometimes to get all that squared away. And so be conscious of the fact that you've got a drug plan, and if you owe money on it, because most people do, make sure that it's in the works to get paid one way or the other. Just keep watching for mail and your check amounts and all that sort of thing to make sure that it's getting paid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So any other tips and tricks going into this open enrollment period for new clients, old clients, or?
Well, for new clients, they don't have to be worried about this open enrollment.
Very true.
They have the initial election period, what it's called, initial election period, for people that's just brand new to Medicare. And maybe you're in the workplace, maybe you're getting ready to retire, maybe your spouse is on Medicare already, maybe you're not. Whatever. There's all kinds of situations. Your situation's unique, and we'll be glad to work with you and help you get through that minefield. And it seems like a minefield sometimes. And we'll be glad to try to help with that situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll continue the conversation here, right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. This is Ask the Experts with Skank Insurance. And welcome back to Ask the Experts right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We have Skank Insurance in studio with us today. Give them a call, 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800 to talk to them today. If you have any questions about what they've talked about today, or maybe questions about something else, again, 620-331-8800. Guys, discussion back to you, and what will we be talking about here in the second portion of the program?
Well, we were talking about open enrollment as it comes to Medicare Advantage and things like that, but many people aren't aware that there is an open enrollment for Medicare itself. If you don't have Part A and B for some reason and you're over the age of 65, you may have been told things like, one client of mine was told, you'll never get your red, white, and blue card because you never worked a day in your life. She had a disability and was unable to work, but there are ways to handle even that situation. So if you are not enrolled in Medicare, whether it's you're coming up on 65 or you're already 65. If you're already 65, we have between now and March, much like the other open enrollment we discussed, to get you signed up. Now, the only downside to this is, I mean, you're already not signed up, so this won't kick in on the open enrollment until July 1st, when you would actually have Medicare benefits. But starting in July 1st, you have full access to all the benefits of Medicare. So come see us. I'm working on two or three cases right now with this. I know the independence office can easily navigate this as well.
With your help. With your help.
It's actually, if they've already, if they meet all the normal conditions, 40 quarters and all that, it's a straightforward process. If they've never worked, well, I used your guy that you referred me to because I don't, God has given me some wisdom, and it's to know that I don't know everything and therefore to rely on experts for certain areas.
Well, fortunately, we are aware of people that can help us. Absolutely. We don't have all the answers, and we never will have all the answers. But if we don't know the answer, we hopefully can try to find it for you. And so, like you mentioned, we have a gentleman that works in that arena. He helped me tremendously with a case that I could not get solved no matter what I did. And I got him on it, and he got it fixed, and it was no sweat at all. He knew how to do it.
Right, right. And so
it's not what you know, it's who you know.
You know, every year that I walk this earth, I learn that's more true every year.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, I've been fortunate to meet a lot of people and then to be introduced to a lot of people. And so, yeah. The good news is you have us as those people that we will absolutely reach out and help you. And if we don't know how to help in your situation, we know who to contact to get that advice.
Now, Jason, what kind of an invoice do you give people for your advice and your help?
$1 million. No, just the opposite. It's got a lot of zeros, but it doesn't begin with a one. Matter of fact, it begins with a zero. We don't charge a single thing for our advice and help and for Medicare and Medicaid and all that. So,
right,
we're right. Just here to help.
Right. And now, so we get paid by companies that we finally do business with in the end, if we get you on Medicare and then you get a drug plan or a Medicare Advantage plan, those companies will pay us. But we're not here to charge you money to help you through the maze of issues or red tape to get you there. We're not here to charge you for that. So we're just here to try to help with that situation and try to make your life easier.
Absolutely. And you know, that's actually one of the most frequent questions I get at the end of a, you know, just helping somebody get signed up for Social Security or Medicare is, all right, as they pull out their checkbook, who do I make this out to? No, make it out to yourself. You know?
Yeah, cut
yourself a check. Go have a nice dinner. Like,
we're well
on your way to getting your, getting
you know,
your situation
Jason,
resolved.
We might be the last of the good guys. You know what?
Well...
But we do want to help people, and it's hard. We just want to help people, and we will do our best to help you with whatever your situation is and point you in the right direction as far as we know it.
Absolutely.
And so Jason, they can find us at your office is here in Coffeyville?
Yes, sir. 802 West 8th here in Coffeyville, right beside Pearl and right across from the Sandu Clinic there. And our number is 620-236-6930. We're there 8:30 to 5. And give us a call. We'd love to help.
Give us that number again.
Once again, that number is 620-236-6930.
How did you get a Chautauqua number?
Well, I'll blame that on your son.
Blame that on my son? He's not here. So we can talk about him.
Yeah. So... our phone number comes over the internet. It's they call it voice over IP, but that doesn't mean anything to a lot of people. And so it's randomly assigned. It's not given to us by AT&T. And so it was the closest number that was available to this area.
We couldn't find a number like 251 or 515. So it's 236-6930. Yeah. And that's not Chautauqua. That's 802 West 8th, right here in Coffeyville. And that gets you to Jason Owen's office right here at 802 West 8th. In Independence, we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A. That's the old Kmart building. And our number there is 620-331-8800. 620-331-8800. You can call the office now. There's staff at both offices to take your phone call. Set an appointment, whether it's a phone appointment or whether it's a walk-in appointment. Get on the calendar, and we'll be glad to give you a call. Be glad to try to help you.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, again, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. And we will see you guys again coming up on Monday. So I can't wait for that. Again, that is Skank Insurance. Again, give them a call. Their independence number is 620-331-8800. I do believe they're open right now taking your calls. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have open lines. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690. KGGF here on this Friday morning in Southeast Kansas.